Intense bombardment continues. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, by Russian forces on the Ukrainian capital.
Around a dozen people were killed when apartment buildings, among other targets, were shelled in the city as the Russian forces appear to launch more and more long-range missiles at Kyiv because they cannot get in with their ground troops.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Ukrainian forces claim to have killed a fourth Russian general in fighting over the city of Mariupol. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky dropping his condition that Ukraine eventually be allowed to join NATO.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We understand that. We have heard for years that the doors were open, but we also heard that we cannot join. It's a truth, and it must be recognized.
In the morning, President Zelensky will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress by video conference. President Biden is expected to announce another $800 million in aid to Ukraine tomorrow, including Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, Javelin anti-tank missiles, and nearly 40 million rounds of ammunition. The U.S. military has a new warning about an old terrorist threat.
General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday the Taliban has not been able to shut down ISIS in Afghanistan.
ISIS has been able to execute some high-profile attacks, even in Kabul, over the last several months.
And he believes things will get worse.
It is my expectation that ISIS attacks will ramp up in Afghanistan as we go into the summer.
McKenzie also said when the U.S. was withdrawing last year, the Taliban didn't do itself any favors by releasing about 1,000 ISIS fighters from Afghan prisons.
Fox's Jill Nadeau in Washington. Wall Street higher Tuesday as crude oil prices stayed above $100 a barrel. The Dow gained 599 points. NASDAQ up 367. The S&P 500, 89 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
President Biden has lost a nominee for the Fed.
President Biden's nominee for the top regulatory post at the Federal Reserve is withdrawing her nomination after opposition appeared to block any path to a confirmation. Sarah Bloom Raskin is a former Treasury Department official. Republicans and Democrat Joe Manchin signaled opposition over her views on the fossil fuel industry. Manchin's opposition doomed the chances of confirmation in the 50-50 divided Senate. The White House stood by Raskin's nomination even after a boycott from Senate Banking Committee Republicans denied a vote on her and other Federal Reserve nominees. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wednesday, the Fed is expected to announce the first in what will likely be a series of interest rate hikes. Another COVID-19 diagnosis impacting the executive branch.
Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, has tested positive for COVID, and that was confirmed by President Biden himself, who explained why Harris was not at a women's event to acknowledge Equal Pay Day with him Tuesday.
Kamala chose not to take a chance since her husband had contracted COVID, although he's feeling very well, I'm told. By the way, when he tested, he's fine, but out of abundance of caution, she decided she wasn't going to join us today.
A statement from the vice president's office says Harris tested negative and will continue to test. Harris was with the president earlier Tuesday at the signing of a spending bill. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson will visit Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates Wednesday to seek increased oil production from the Gulf states in an effort to reduce dependence on Russian energy. North Korea's latest weapons launch has apparently ended in failure. The launch was detected amid speculation the North could soon launch its biggest long-range missile yet, but South Korea's military says there is no flight data from the launch. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.